Welcome. I want you to begin by finding a quiet, dark, comfortable place to lie down. Pull your curtains. Cover your eyes with a mask if you can. And lie down on your back with your hands by your sides. If you need some lube, then have it easily accessible beside you. You can pause this if you need to and get ready. I'll be here. Are you ready? Good. Then let's begin. I want you to close your eyes. You are to listen to me today. Any fleeting thoughts that occur are just that, and you will let them pass without much evaluation. The only things that matter right now are the sound of my voice, the instructions I'm giving you, and your complete and utter obedience. Let go of any resistance you may be feeling. For this to work, you need to be compliant. Now, you're going to take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. In. Out. In. And out. Good boy. Your body is beginning to feel heavier. Your breathing is slowing down. Your thoughts becoming quiet. Everything fading into black, except for the sound of my voice. If you comply with my instructions, the session will end well for you. We're taking a bit of an unconventional approach to anxiety treatment here, but the procedures are extremely effective for those who listen closely. You're not to move until I tell you to. Your limbs are made of lead now. The only motion in your body is the slow rising and falling of your chest as you breathe. Your hands are by your sides, and you remain eagerly awaiting further instructions. Good. Now, I want you to imagine that I'm in the room with you, whispering directly into your ear, so close that my breath is hot on your neck. Feel the shivers down your spine as I slowly guide my fingertips up and down the center of your chest, down to your abdomen, and back up, barely gracing the skin with no pressure at all. Are you still laying with your hands by your sides? Good. Your body should still feel very heavy, but you're feeling excitement building in your core and between your legs. This is a normal part of the treatment. Do not move or do anything to address it right now. My skin is soft, and you can feel the heat radiating off of me as I sit right beside you and guide you through this moment. Still not moving as my hands make their way lower, teasing you by stroking your inner thighs, slowly approaching the area where you're holding all the tension and waiting so desperately for me to touch, but never quite touching it. Be patient. Lay here for me and let your anxiety continue to melt away. When I reach the number one, all of your worries will have faded to the background and you'll be ready for the next step. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. You may move your hand now. Just one of them, whichever one wants to. Lift it from your side and slowly bring it on top of yourself towards your inner thigh. Rest your hand on your thigh so that your fingertips are mere millimeters from your cock and your palm rests on your hip. Take another breath here. In. Of your cock and hold it there. Be patient. Good. Now, with your other hand, squirt some lube into the dominant hand and bring it back around the base of your cock. Gripping with medium pressure, slowly take your hand up your shaft at my pace, like this. Up and back down. Up and back down. Keep that rhythm. Your mind is empty. Except for the sound of my voice and the sensation of your hand stroking your cock so slowly. As I take my own hand and bring it down to my dripping pussy, covering two of my fingers in my juices, before lifting them towards your face and putting them in your mouth. As you suck and lick the juices off my fingers, don't I taste good? Perhaps if you continue behaving, you'll get a little more. Now, let's pick up the pace a little, like this. Up and back down. Up and down. We're building slowly here. This treatment can't be rushed and won't be effective if you skip ahead. Stay here with me, teasing that cock by stroking it at the nice pace I've just set for you. Imagine I straddle you, hovering just above your cock as you stroke yourself. And you want me so badly to lower myself onto you. You can feel the heat emanating from my pussy. But I don't until I feel you deserve it. No. Instead, I grind against you just enough for my wetness to glide across your tip. Just so you can feel how fucking wet I am for you. What a good job you're doing here today. Keep stroking that cock, keeping that moderate, slow pace as I finally lower my pussy onto you. And you feel your cock being enveloped in my warmth. I lower myself all the way down to your pelvis. And I sit on you for a moment, letting myself be stretched open by you. You fight the urge to thrust into me because you know if you rush this, the treatment will not be effective. Stay there. Let my juices seep onto your cock for a moment without doing anything else about it. Good. Now, you can resume stroking yourself. Increase the pressure and the speed slightly, as I would ride you, grinding myself against you with each stroke. You're being so patient for me. I told you if you stayed patient, the results would speak for themselves. Don't forget that much. I reach my hand back and cup your balls, then begin playing with them, stroking them lightly with my fingers, applying the slightest pressure to them, running them between my fingers and thumb gently. Yeah. We're going to empty your balls today, but not yet. We're just waking them up a little more now. The rest of your body should still be relaxed as you continue to increase the pressure and the speed. You're getting close now, aren't you? To release, to being able to let all the tension, all the stress, all the anxiety leave your body. form of a well-earned orgasm. Good boy. But not yet. Keep stroking that cock. You're not to come just yet. Because we need to make sure that this orgasm is powerful enough to eliminate your anxiety. So slow down again for a moment. Let's do it at this speed. Up and down. Up and down. Your cock is throbbing for me. That's fucking perfect. You're doing so well. I think we're getting somewhere. You might be close to earning this orgasm for me, but only if you can promise to release everything when you come. You're gonna let it all out without holding back. Do you think you can do that for me? Perfect. Good boy. Then I'm going to count you down to your release. And when I reach one, you can come for me. 10, 9, 8. Doing very well for me. 7, 6. Good boy. I know you won't come before I tell you to. 5, 4, 3. We're getting so close. Just a little further. 2. Hold it. 1. Come for me. Release all that cum that's built up in your balls. Give me every last drop. Make a fucking mess all over yourself. Let it out for me, babe. Good boy. Following my instructions so well. You may open your eyes now. Take a moment to catch your breath and let our work sink in. There's no need to rush towards the rest of your day. Enjoy this moment, free of anxiety, free of stress. Hold it within yourself. Carry this feeling of relief with you throughout today. You should notice an improvement in your anxiety. And should your symptoms return, you can always come back for another session.